USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Heavy rains are sending rivers out of their banks in much of the South. More than 2 inches of rain fell for Mother's Day in New Orleans. A state of emergency has been declared in parts of Mississippi. WLOX TV reporter Hugh Keaton.
Saturday afternoon, the rising water forced residents in the Mill Creek RV park out of their homes. With water rushing in, about a dozen residents were rescued.
They just overtook the park. I lost everything.
Across the county, officials estimate around 30 people had to be rescued. On Highway 49, water from Red Creek nearly reached the bridge and topped several campers. Wiggins Fire Chief Jody Hatton says he's seen flooding in areas that don't usually flood.
And people weren't prepared for it.
The floods caused more than 20 road closures around Stone County.
A nor'easter hitting the east now is expected to linger into Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Attorneys general from 44 states are accusing generic drug makers of fixing prices. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
A multi-year probe that's been led by Connecticut's Attorney General claims executives at competing firms deleted text messages and conspired to obstruct an investigation, most of the lawsuit focusing on Teva Pharmaceuticals, the largest maker of generic medicines in the world. Generic drugs make up about 90% of all prescriptions filled in the U.S. these days. However, the cost of generic drugs has spiked in recent years without explanation.
More than 700 U.S. agents who patrol the Canadian border will be headed to the south. The shift is a big concern to business owners which rely on tourism. Gary Douglas of the North County Chamber of Commerce.
If we start having right at the beginning of the summer longer lines, longer wait times reported because of inadequate staffing, therefore fewer lanes opened at key times.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
This weekend, it's time to celebrate the person who brought you into this world. Many people don't know how Mother's Day came to be. Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. This year, Mother's Day spending is estimated to total $25 billion, according to the National Retail Federation. Another big win at the box office for Avengers Endgame.
I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do, but not us.
The film took in $65 million this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.